That's fucking gold.
Yeah. We're recording now.
Great. So that's what they get first?
Yeah. Yeah, just us fucking around. I'm here with Shiva Ari. Ari? Ari, I don't know.
You don't do shit for homework.
I've said your name before, and I don't remember being corrected or not.
No, you don't correct people usually. Yeah, Shiva Ari.
Shiva Ari. Yeah. I'm here with Shiva Ari as my, as of right now, guest on the Breckening Podcast. This is an episode of the Breckening Podcast.
Yeah, and I've been a comic for... Perfect. Good
I don't
job.
Know. I
Good
let
job.
You fill in those. Oh, okay. Fill
nice,
in those
nice.
Answers.
So you're actually just meeting me for the first time. We've met
the
each
first
other.
Time. Yeah.
We've met each other hundreds of times, but now you're finally figuring out my name.
Yeah.
That's good. Right.
Shiva Avery.
Your name's Brianne.
Brianne.
Yeah. Broken back.
Breckenbridge.
Okay.
Broken wrench.
Bridges would be a good name for you, Brian Breckenbridge. I like
that. But then Bridges. There's already like Leon Bridges in Fort Worth, and I'd just be riding his name coattails.
Was that made up? Is his made
no,
up?
No, Leon Bridges. He was on Saturday Night Live.
No. Is that a made up name?
For him? I don't know.
Okay.
I honestly know. It doesn't sound made up.
No.
It sounds, but it's good for what he needs to do.
Build bridges?
Or
like
sing,
emotional bridges?
Sing modern day R&B. Rock, folky song. I don't know.
He sounds a terrible comic with the way you're pitching that.
Right?
Yeah.
Painfully, probably unfunny, but also a great musician.
Oh yeah.
Oh, let's talk about us instead.
Okay. Yeah.
So this
I
is
don't,
like, this
I don't
is rare.
Like you.
I
don't like you. That's one thing.
You're the second comic I've had on this.
Nice.
Because I've
they keep canceling. They keep.
Yeah, highly unreliable people. Who knew?
Yeah.
I should have learned.
Yeah. I tried to keep it up to date, though, with my...
No.
Like, I was late, but... Because
you were also doing a previous podcast with our buddy Crux.
Yeah.
Which y'all got a... He has his podcast, Crux, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is...
Terrible.
Weekly.
Yes.
And awfully a bad...
Yes.
God,
just
horseshit.
Four guys talking shit.
But now you two are starting one.
Yes.
Which is going to be much better.
No, it's going to be way more awful.
Y'all have a name for it yet, or y'all just kind of...
What?
Do you have a name for it?
Hatred.
Hatred.
That's what he's going for. And I'm like, yeah, you and Crux would get along very well.
We do. No.
He'd be like, oh, he said to say hi. I forgot to say that. Yeah. And then he said, you're going to forget. And I kind of did, but I didn't.
No,
so, yeah.
That's fine. No, I like Crux.
Yeah.
He came in. The guy knows what he's doing. He's got the background in the music industry. I mean, he likes a lot of the same music.
Yeah.
So he clicked on that.
Not good music you both like. Yes.
Yeah. And he
likes new metal and you like, yeah. I don't want to listen to it because I like the guy. So I just don't want to ruin that because I would probably be making
We all have to watch each other's jokes and pretend to like, actually do like it or pretend to or just say nothing at all and avoid.
Yeah.
The garbage set you just saw.
I usually do
bomb.
The third one.
Yeah.
Even if they do really good, I will actually say, yeah, I was like, man, that was good.
Yeah.
But I'm not. If they do really bad, sometimes I've said it just to be like supportive.
Hey, but if anything.
But I don't say good
I would
set. I'm like, good try.
Because they hopefully knew that they just ate a dick up there and bombed.
Yeah.
And you're just. And,
I'm supporting them like a brother.
And we bust balls.
Yes.
That's what I. It was great about comics. And if you can't take that.
No. Yeah,
then get out, dude. It's,
you should.
I'm not saying we have to be malicious.
No, it should.
Bust
it should be able to be malicious.
Or if somebody like fucking eats a dick up there, and you know, it could be their fault, could be the audience's fault, could be both. But they come up and you're just like, hey, great set, man. You just bust them that way.
Sure. That's a fun one. Be like, dude, I got it. How am I supposed
just
to follow
look at them?
That?
Much like, fuck you, man. But it's like, it's funny though.
We're
here because we like the busting of balls. Just in our day to day.
That's more genuine love to me than somebody saying, I loved your set.
Yeah. Instead
somebody
of just
making
placating
fun of me.
You and,
yeah.
And, you know, sniffing your balls instead of busting them.
Yeah. I do like that too, but yes, I do like some ball sniffing and ball busting. Really, I'm the whole, anything to do with balls, I'm in.
You meet somebody that they bust balls and you're kind of like, okay, I got it. I can meet you there. And you bust their balls and they're kind of like offended.
Oh,
and you're 100%. Like, no.
I
you
can
can't
name like five comics
choose.
Like that. No, exactly.
They pick and choose and you're like, I'm like, no, dude, you can't. Yeah. They only want to have it one way.
Yeah.
They want to be the funny guy, the sardonic guy, bust balls, but they can't fucking take
it. I see that with a lot more higher up comics.
Yeah.
But I have seen that even the lower end comics, which that's
egos.
More interesting. Yeah.
That's just like.
No egos allowed, technically. Except on stage. You have to have an ego
Absolutely.
On stage. But
that's
then afterwards.
It's appropriate.
Yes. And then after that, it's supposed to be like, dude, you're a fucking clown. I mean, modern day philosophers, that's what I call comics. Or, you know, everybody. But still, yeah. We're kind of trendsetters. But no, it's like fucking. It's fucking, yeah, we're fucking clowns. Like, it's crazy to be, the fact that people even listened to, like, Jon Stewart ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
Where it's like all these comics came and be like, you know what, I can cause, and Jon Stewart's amazing. It's like, I mean, he's got,
oh, dude, when I got home from school,
a little curmudgeon-y now.
But oh, like, when yeah. I got home from school, I you know, the Daily Show was, yeah. I was waiting for that.
People will
on.
Watch
was,
the news through comedy.
But you say, like, he ruined it, like, how? I think I know where you're
going with
this.
Because then they spawned 8 different spinoffs. Colbert was pretty good, even though that was a character.
And amazing writing.
Yes.
Those two combined.
Yes.
And that's what made his transition to late night suck.
No, yes, also true.
Because it's like,
now he's being
Colbert,
himself.
You're an actor. You're a great actor. And then Colbert Report was great because you're playing this actor making fun of like the Sean Hannitys of the world.
Yeah.
And you had this amazing writing team.
Yeah.
And this format just, and it flowed for 22 minutes. And
yeah.
It was great.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
now
yeah.
you're, you know, just sucking off
genuine,
your celebrity friends.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Which, and, you know, I guess at that level, you're out of touch enough anyways. That's all really you can do, right? You spent your whole life kind of cutting out the everyday man, except for, you know, when he's like picking up your coffee or something. Like, all your friends are Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Whenever he
do
was
you
doing
look the coffee guy in the eye at all, like I don't
bro,
know.
I don't even go to the coffee shop. Okay, that's how not liberal I am. I'm like Starbucks.
I make them deliver it to
no,
me.
No, no, no. I don't drink coffee. Yeah, at all.
I make it
used
at
to
home.
Do heroin, but yeah, no, no coffee. No coffee.
Too jittery.
Yeah, yeah. It was. Yeah, I used
I don't
to
like
get
the
shakes.
Way it makes me feel.
I used to get the shakes with coffee.
Oh, wow.
I used to get that with heroin, but that was when I was coming off of it more so. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen the movies.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
makes
yeah.
sense.
Choose life, bro. You know what I mean? I love how they made it. I've said this before, but Trainspotting 2, like, that shouldn't have been a movie. It should have been like...
I never saw 2.
Yeah, was it was all right.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. But it should have been like, all of them are dead. That's it.
Right?
Like, none of them made it. Yeah, this is a dumb movie. All 4 of them are still alive? Fuck you,
yeah,
dude.
That,
yeah.
All 4? Yeah. Oh, 4 for 4 was just great.
Yeah, this is
Scottish
crazy.
Heroin addict recovery.
I
like,
know,
oh,
man. Yeah.
What a testament to their healthcare system.
Sure.
Or their
I guess they
community.
Didn't go through the fentanyl era over there.
I guess know? Not. Just,
yeah.
It's already naturally an opioid just with the gray and the...
Yeah.
What do you call it? The green fields they have there. I don't know what they're called. The Highlands? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, that was terrible. That was fucking... I didn't help at all with that, though. So sorry about that. Yeah. I say I was chasing dragons way before Game of Thrones. That's all I'm saying. That's
oh, okay. Yeah. So you're like, this doesn't compare.
No.
I'll just smoke weed.
I do smoke a lot of weed. Yeah.
You talk about having done heroin on stage.
Yeah, I'm pretty open about it.
Oh,
someone's got to be. You know,
oh, I don't
people.
Think anybody either it's deeply personal and they can't reconcile with that, or like you're just like, fuck it, I'm gonna talk. This is me, this is true to me,
yeah, or it's not even me anymore. I mean, I still have a bit of addict mentality
I mean,
stuff,
it's part of your life,
yes, yes, no, in that sense.
And we mine our this is one thing I love about comedy. Sometimes you don't have to be that creative, you just mine your own life,
yeah,
for bits.
Thank you for passively aggressively saying I'm not that creative.
No,
like
that's
that.
No,
I
that's
like
me.
That.
Like, my new opener talks about me growing up in a bowling alley. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, cool. And just throw in some creative flourish on top of that.
Sure.
But I'm like, okay, well, that's true. And my bit about my sister, and she's a nurse and a foster parent. I'm like, well, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Okay, brain, just unlock some more memories.
Yeah.
So I don't have to
so you're pretty,
really go out of my way.
So the bowling alley and your sister being a nurse, you're pretty white trash, yeah?
Not trash. My parents worked hard to keep us... High middle class to lower middle class.
You're the trash on top of the
without
trash
having
can.
College degrees.
Yeah,
my dad has an associate's, but like me, he really didn't use it for anything because an associate's doesn't do too much.
No, I have one. It's done nothing. For
but
me.
They worked full time and everything. You know.
Yeah.
I got a used car when I turned 17.
Yeah.
So oh no, I had to wait a year. I can't complain about my childhood.
Sure. So you're it's not all, in the trash can, but you're like leaned up against the trash can.
Yeah.
Like you're the pizza box.
Like we had a house growing up. You know, we had a 3-bedroom house, garage,
that's pretty big.
Backyard,
yeah.
Trampoline.
Yeah. So definitely middle class. Yeah. I was middle class, maybe upper class for a little bit. Yeah.
Well, you're plain. Indian, so.
I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, we either do very well or we're like the gas station. Like, we're doing well hierarchically.
Yeah.
Like, if we're in the poor neighborhoods, we're at the top. And
yeah.
If you're in the rich neighborhood, you're like, we were the poorest rich people.
Mm.
For at least a little while. And then 2008 happened and that whole shit fucked shit up. And then, yeah.
Oh, so. Indians come over here and do fucking amazing. That's
sometimes.
I mean, yeah.
Most of them.
Generally,
of them.
They have
yeah,
a great
yeah.
formula.
They got to stop us in Harvard and stuff. Yeah. They're fucking.
Like, all right, there's too many.
Yeah, yeah. I wish they'd do that with sports.
Take it to Yale down the street.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that's what they should have done. They should have been like, fine, we can't accept you into Harvard, but do you want to play quarterback for Notre Dame?
like sure,
don't
that's
have
a
enough
thing.
In sports with you. So yeah, yeah. So
like, oh yeah, there's plenty of 14 long letter, you know, last names.
That'd be great, dude. Everybody would remember that guy. Malu Papalalu or whatever. Fucking Mala.
There's Troy Polamalu, but yeah, it's just like, Pacific Islander. Yeah, get sure, it. You sure, guys sure. are oddly very huge sometimes.
I'm pretty fat or huge for an Indian guy. Wide. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Generally yeah. a skinny.
Yeah,
people.
Usually. Yeah, yeah. Look at all the other Indian people in our scene. All fucking yeah. rail thin, man.
Man.
Need to
wrong?
Eat some. I don't know
yeah,
what happened
to me.
They
got tapeworms or something?
But probably. Probably drank the water. You know what I mean? Not
we know we have water
Indian.
Here.
I know that's the water I'm talking about. They probably got tapeworms from that shit.
Oh.
Yeah. You got to drink bottled water now. That's what all the people are doing now, which is ridiculous. Mm. Actually, Kinsey fucking got a bottled water that was, fuck, I wish I still had the bottle. One was like volcanic water, like the water that evaporated from the volcano that they got from
okay.
Hawaii. Stupidest shit ever, but, you know. Yeah, and then one was like the Iceland mountains.
Not just from Fiji. It evaporated yeah. from the...
Well, just even like all the things you're doing to save whatever, just the transportation cost to bring that water from there on a daily basis. You're like, what
can
the
I
fuck?
Just Venmo
what are we
Fiji,
doing here?
Fiji some water or some money?
Yeah.
Can I just Venmo them? That might be cheaper than them yeah. shipping this and the
we
plastic.
We need to start doing what they're doing, and we should have more fun with it. We're like, we have like Flint, Michigan water that we like... outsource, and you're like, you know, kind of like the hot chip challenge. Yeah. You're like, hey, let's see if you can drink some Flint, Michigan water.
You want to do a shot? Flint, Michigan
yeah, just
water?
A shot. I'm sure a bottle's too much.
Then
sure
we do that, then another?
Yeah, and then the hot chip challenge, and then an ice bucket thing, and then fucking you're good for a year.
Why is everything so hot these days?
It's dude, it's dumb. Yeah, I can't believe people allow... Like, people are actually getting injured from eating those
good.
Pot of chips.
They need to. They yeah. need to learn that painful lesson.
True. It's touching the stove, but now it's now just
they don't
a
deserve to taste, and they no. don't deserve to have a clean wipe.
Yeah, no,
because I can't imagine.
That's why I don't like eating spicy foods. Like, it's pretty decent going down, but taking shits later, it's just like
a little
what am I
fine,
doing?
But this
a little,
obsession
yes.
with just burn the fuck out of my mouth and yeah. tongue and throat.
How spicy is your you spicy? Like, are you like Indian? Is Indian food too spicy for you?
I you rarely ever? Have it. So let's say Mediterranean food.
That's
I'll
too spicy?
With, I'll say medium spicy.
Okay, okay. Well, I guess they can get spicy, but like yogurt, it's a lot of yogurt and like rice.
Yeah, and I'm talking about my chicken shawarma or lamb shawarma.
Okay.
And, whatever spices they
yeah,
put
yeah.
on that.
You think pepper's spicy. That's a hacky white thing to say, but yeah.
I like a jalapeno. I mean, in the mix of my yeah. huevos rancheros or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place in Arlington that is called a Tandoor.
Yeah.
And I really want to go there. But they like the place seems legit, and I want to say I've eaten there maybe once. Mm-hmm. Or I had my girlfriend's leftovers from there. But it's like they're open for lunch and then close for 3 hours and then open again for dinner.
Yeah, that's a good.
And
yeah.
I respect those hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that shit. It's just like, yeah. all right, no, we're not seating more because we're going to close.
And I like how they're doing that because originally Indians were the, you know, 7-Eleven was revolutionary back in the day because they were open from 7 to 11. Mm. That was like unheard of.
Yeah.
And then now everything's 24 hours. Now
and it makes no sense.
Now we're bringing back. What, 7-11?
Oh, the name.
No, it does make sense. When they first started,
well,
it was
when they first started, but now it's like,
no,
right,
now it should be called
hours.
24 hours. Yeah.
And should now be, that's kind of what they
should be
have, like,
7 to 7.
QTs and racetracks are 24 hours.
True,
some,
true, true,
you
true.
Know, some don't.
Yeah.
I remember somebody, the job I had for a long time, you know, had me in gas stations, and I always found that
prostitute.
Very interesting.
Prostitute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
lot
stood
lizard?
There, it's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, do you buy some cigarettes? Do you want some dick?
Kind of like a prostitute. Yeah. No, you kind of were. You kind of were.
But just, so I think, so I would see people at gas stations. Of course, yeah. the people that work there, and I would talk to them off and on. And then you see the customers, you know, just come in, buy their thing, and leave, which is what you're probably supposed to do. Buy whatever, and you're there. But then yeah. I always thought if you're in a gas station for more than 15 minutes, and it's not like a bathroom emergency,
yeah,
or you're not waiting for
sure,
you know, a
sure.
car tow or something,
sure,
you're a fucking loser. And I'm talking mostly about the old people.
Old people? Okay.
Go, well, okay, not just old, but plenty of olds.
Yeah, yeah.
Or anyone homeless. That goes and buys a scratcher,
yeah.
walks over. Generally where I need to stand for my job, where I'm approaching people for cigarette
yeah.
coupon, you know, interest.
Yeah.
And then they go and scratch off. Maybe they win a dollar. Yeah. Okay, I get it. If you do it there and you want a dollar, get another one.
Yeah. But I did that.
There was a lady one time that was in a gas station just back 45 and forth.
45
minutes? Back and forth. Yeah. Hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
She was there when I got there.
And then it clicked later on.
I was like, she's still fucking here. I got mad at her. Like, just in my head. I'm like, leave, lady.
Yeah.
Leave. Take a bus and go to Shreveport.
Pick up
smoking. You want to gamble.
Yeah, pick up smoking. Like, that's a better addiction. You're at least getting your fix.
And they're gambling in the most boring, dumb way possible.
Yeah.
Like, no, the nickel. Put the nickel in a fucking nickel slot.
No, that's
and pull the lever.
Too. I mean, there's
and
a lot
then
of
you hear some bells and whistles.
That's
and
true.
Maybe you win some money. And
that's
it's
true.
I'm just like...
That's like the writer version of gambling, the scratch off, like just isolated. And you're like, eh, come on.
There's people that come in and have a folder.
I believe it.
They have a folder, probably of some blank, like, you know, big time Mega Millions sheets.
Yeah.
Like, and
probably
then,
graphs.
And I don't know. I've seen people with a folder. My buddy, who I got hired on with the job. So I was like, cool. You can relate to these things I see because I'm not there for like an 8 hour shift. I'm there for like 4 hours. But that's still a long time to be in a gas station and sometimes doing nothing.
Yeah.
And then
you can't sell cigarettes to kids.
There's only so much on my phone that I can do. It was great people watching. Very boring at times because I'm sitting there just. But you could definitely tell. I would be like in my head. I'm like, all right, I think this person's gonna buy some cigarettes because they just look it. They look like a cigarette.
They're black. Is that what you're saying?
There's plenty of stores in a lot of Newport. Like stereotypes are
there's stereotypes there's there for a reason a little bit.
Oh,
but
with my own eyes,
specific
in specific stores because it's near where they live. It's just like I get a pack of Newport 100s. I love it when they say can I get a pack of Newport 100s in a box.
Yeah.
That in a box thing always confounded me because I'm just like, I get it. They don't want the soft pack.
Yes, I never understood why
soft packs are sold like I don't know 0.9% of the time. Like they are, you have to request a soft pack. It's not a given, but I get it. Maybe these people started buying cigarettes in like 1972.
Sure. Hard pack was like, I'm sure before then they're like filtered. I'm sure they were saying filtered instead of, you know, unfiltered. What's the advantage of the soft pack? Nothing.
I don't know.
Yeah. Why don't they just make it a hard
pack? People like pack their cigarettes.
You can do that with a soft pack.
So I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's always I'm like
nicotine needs to catch up, you know, needs to start getting into vaping more. You
know? Oh, they do. Oh, well, yeah. When I started my job, I promoted one brand and then they branched us out. There's two teams. I was just doing the one brand of American Spirits and the other team, same office, different bosses. And they did Campbell, Newport and Grizzly. And at a certain point, after a few years, they merged us all together.
Yeah. And then those American Spirits fucking got rid of you. They got rid of the white man in their fucking.
They got rid of all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't just me.
Were the other people white? You were good at selling cigarettes to kids. That's what you're saying?
If they were over 21. if they had an ID over 21.
How many kids did you sell to?
None. We had to take a photo of your ID.
Sure.
And then move and get information.
You never got a McLovin.
People
in the
keep
group.
Doing the whole like kids thing. I'm just like, yeah, you know, that's like highly illegal.
Yeah.
They actively try to bust the clerks.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I've seen.
Yeah.
Well, there's.
Have you watched that go down?
I've seen. So they'll have like in-house people they hire to do that, like secret shoppers.
Yeah.
But then actual like the local
D-A-B-C.
PD.
Yeah.
We'll send a minor in there.
Yeah.
And so I've seen it once where a kid comes and he'll get to black and mild and the clerk just like rings them up and they're gone. And then they leave. So if they ID them,
it's
they're
like
under,
to catch a predator. The kid leaves and then
they'll leave a green card.
Yeah.
Means you're good. You pass. Cause you ID'd them. They're underage.
Oh.
And so you're like, I can't sell to you.
Yeah.
Or they didn't have their ID. And so you can't sell to them.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right. And they leave a green card and leave. And you're like, oh, means you passed.
Yeah.
One time someone left a red card and this guy was like looking at it and the supervisor walked by. He's like, hey, what's this? And the supervisor looks at it and goes, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, what'd you just sell? And he's like, a black and mild. Like, did you ID them? They're like, no. They're like, so that was like a strike.
Yeah.
But some people have gotten arrested. I haven't seen
it. I believe that. Yeah.
Because there's one store just down the highway from us, they ID'd literally everybody because they're always on probation.
Sure, yeah.
I saw like people in their 70s yell at them. They're like, "We're just doing our job."
No, yeah, they have to
because they got. I think someone there got arrested.
Well, can they do a secret shopper that the person looks 90 and you still have to ID them? You don't have to because the rules like under 31 or 27.
It's, well,
or something,
it's
you
also
ID.
Conditional to the store.
Yeah,
store under super heavy probation is yes. IDing literally everybody, and sure. they'll put up a sign that says yeah. that. Yeah. And I've seen the clerks get cussed out.
Yeah.
And I at that time I was like, "Ooh, shit, maybe about to happen, World Star baby." And I start filming. Yeah.
Of course.
And I've had to send evidence before because this one guy was yelling at this one lady,
uh-huh.
and this other customer kind of got involved. He's like, "Hey, man, just like go to your car." So
yeah.
But it was always weird. Is some signs just like if you are under 30, you have to show your ID. But that's. Puts this presumption on the clerk.
Yeah.
Like, how do you presume? Some people are obviously over 30 or 40. Usually it's 40.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, what if the person puts up is an asshole and puts up a fit?
If I see tattoos, man, at that point, you can buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Or piercings. And I know you can do that. And, but
well,
then
now it's over.
Young.
Now it's 21 and up for tobacco purchases. They
That's
changed.
True. That is
We
weird.
Were always 21 and up with our job. So it was like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is, I feel bad for 18-year-olds.
Right.
Can't you get pot at 18? So you can get pot at 18, but not cigarettes and alcohol.
You can get pot at 8.
That's true. Yeah, that is true. Yeah,
that's
that
an unregulated market, baby.
No, no, no. But they like prescribe it to 8-year-olds
oh.
with seizures or
I
whatever.
Don't, probably.
I'm just saying they're not doing that for nicotine. At all,
oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? Interesting thing about nicotine. One of the benefits of nicotine is it supposedly helps with Parkinson's.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I hear a little bit. I looked at one point this article. It was like the benefits of it either said nicotine or tobacco.
Yeah.
Because there are people out there. There's some people. It's a very small a minority of people that are just like, no, tobacco has uses. And one was like maybe slightly increased temporary like hours, like eyesight.
Really?
It, well, it does constrict the blood vessels.
True.
Which can, I forget, maybe I was listening to a podcast where this one lady had like a stroke or a blood clot or something.
And she smoked a cigarette and
she knew something
fine?
Was wrong.
Uh-huh.
Called 911, ambulance was on the way. And like, I think she was at work and like went outside and smoked a cigarette. And because of what had happened, blood clot or whatever, that constricted the blood vessels.
And she died.
No, it like helped her.
What?
It helped because it helped the blood flow.
But constricting's making it tighter.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just piecing together an old
Where'd
story,
you hear this from? Fucking Marlboro? Did American Spirits put this in their propaganda shit for you? It's like, show this to the kids. Like, if you're ever having a blood clot, or you might be having a blood clot now, smoke a cigarette.
But apparently it helped something.
The
constricting of the blood vessels helped in the medical emergency
that
was inside her body. And then, like, maybe it helped her stay conscious or something. I don't know. It gave her something to focus on.
Sure. Yeah. No, sure.
Oh, a buddy of mine.
I think that's why they give people a cigarette right before they get shot, because that helps them, that helps them live longer.
Focus on this.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to shoot you in any moment.
Yeah, yeah. And we need to constrict your blood so so you bleed out faster. Jesus.
Because now these guys, there's a reason they're on execution duty. They're all terrible shots. We tell them to aim for the face.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just what, but yeah, they always, there's,
yeah.
You know, like one or two might make it in you.
Yeah. I bet you there's one guy that just always misses. Just on purpose. And everybody's like, come on, Rick.
Oh, dude, that's a theory about war.
Yeah, yeah.
Is
all that's why they,
are
that's
like,
why they were doing shooting lines, because one person, because a lot of them would miss.
Or that's where they give them, they give one person the real bullet, and then everyone else
blanks. Yes, 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 yeah.
That, and also, like, if people, like, actually in war, it turned out, like, I think they did something about, like, World War One, where they were just, like, not even trying to fire at people. Maybe just firing indiscriminately.
Just, like, back off.
Yeah,
shit.
Or just
I'm
forced to be here.
Yeah.
All right, this is as much as you're going to make me do
That's
is just shoot this gun.
That's good to hear that there's some. I mean, I get the point of war to a certain degree, but like, yeah.
Way more could have died. Imagine if they were trying.
Yeah. I mean, the Germans were
not just stuck
that
in
second,
trenches.
That second one, they were trying.
Oh, yeah.
They were fucking trying. They almost got it there. They almost got it there. That would have been interesting.
The villain never wins in the sequel.
Well, the villain's never the villain, you know, once they win.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, that's not some crazy logic, but yeah. History goes to spoils bullshit. You're a big history buff, right?
Oh, at times I have been.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I was like a time a few years ago.
You look like you watch
teacher.
Ancient Aliens a lot.
Earlier me.
You did?
Earlier me.
Did you believe
these
it?
Because at a certain point, I've heard it all.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like,
or it's just,
can't get
it's
anything
just,
new.
It's not even educational. It's just entertaining to hear what the new
So I don't mind that it's entertaining.
Yeah.
That's most half why I'm watching it. But at a certain point, it was kind of like as a kid where, you know, school library or you get books about like Loch Ness, Bigfoot,
sure.
UFOs.
Yeah.
And maybe you kind of go, it's like, all right, instead of Loch Ness, you have Champy, which is like the one in Lake Champlain. In Canada. You're like, okay.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Oh, maybe there's a brontosaurus walking around in the jungles of the Congo.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, what else you got? Oh, you have aliens and maybe some abduction stories.
Sure.
Oh, Area 51, sure. Roswell.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got?
Yeah.
Again, the internet wasn't what it was, so we had only so much information. And then you're just kind of like, all right, that's it?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm moving on. This is, I'm going to move on to, you know, some other kind of interest.
Yeah.
But then...
So now you're into like chemtrails and QAnon or what?
Even chemtrails is kind of boring.
It is.
Because living near an airport my entire life, I'm just like, uh-huh, sure.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fluoride in the water. I'm like, yeah, okay.
I think there is fluoride. That's
supposed to... But also I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Oh, I used to have a bit of a joke. It never really worked on that where it was like, they say they put fluoride in the water because it's like an antidepressant. Supposedly the chemical structure of it's close to like Prozac.
Oh, that too?
Paxil.
Not just the teeth thing and the enamel?
Yes. No, they're supposed
that's
to
how they
that.
Originally sold it.
Yes, yes. Well, of course, they said the vaccine is good for you too, you know? Now, no, but the thing is, if it is antidepressant shit, like I've been drinking tap water for 30 years and I'm still depressed as shit. Like, they need to put more fluoride if that's what they're doing.
Oh, no, that, well, I think that comes from like people flushing medication down and it gets into the water supply. But if that was
also,
the case, then
also true. Also
then we
true.
Wouldn't need to prescribe. We wouldn't have these pill mills.
Yeah.
You know, and Walmarts and CVS's.
Yeah. But they need to put a little fentanyl in the fucking water. That would help
calm people down a little bit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, opiate for the masses is fentanyl, not religion. It's fentanyl. Yeah.
To make it on, you know, don't make it optional.
No. Yeah. And then people will need water. Water's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does the trick. It,
yeah. Keeps. What plants crave.
It's boring, but I make it work. I'm just going to quote movies now.
Yeah, I know.
Are you my best friend in junior high?
Yeah.
He was great. Now he's really good at placing and timing movie quotes, mm-hmm. especially helps that he works in the music and movie industry, and
sure.
he's around people that know all these quotes.
Sure,
he just rewatches
sure.
the fuck out of movies.
Sure.
I sometimes do.
I don't really rewatch movies anymore. Right?
Yeah, it's just kind of like, I've seen it before. I'm like...
Yeah.
Like, it ain't music. It's not something that I really want to hear again and again and again.
Yeah.
But in junior high, he was, you know, he just watched he would rewatch the fuck out of like Billy Madison, Tommy
sure.
Boy, our
classics,
favorites.
Classics.
And just, he would just drop the quote for the laugh.
Yeah.
And it was just in the whatever situation, it's just like a non sequitur.
But
and
he was like ChatGPT back then. Like,
yeah.
He's just ripping off other shit and just being like, this is what you want to hear? Yeah. And you're like, ha ha.
Yeah,
did he ever develop a personality after that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
And it just I was best friend, so I was probably around him. You know, I was around him a lot.
Yeah,
so I would hear that at a high frequency, and it just drove me fucking insane. I'm like, hey,
sure.
we know how to make each other laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't always have to drop these quotes.
No.
It was like a third of his vocabulary was movie quotes.
Sounds like Scott Crisp.
Yeah,
and the other third is sports.
Yeah,
fucking fact.
Even places I can't follow, I'm just like, oh, dude, I do not care about.
Oh, really? He outsports you?
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's interesting.
He reads books on that. You know,
he used to be a writer, I believe, for
something.
Or something. Yeah.
I don't know. Just he's a really good writer.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
shows in his comedy, but like he'll read books about like you know baseball in like the 19-teens.
Yeah.
I've watched all of Ken Burns' baseball, all 12 goddamn hours of that.
Nice.
But even that was a little taxing at some point.
I'm sure he cries. After every 30 for 30, like it doesn't even matter what it is.
I'm the guy that keeps up with like sports, you know, especially baseball, just watching
the games,
know, all that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not like,
I'm like, well, there's great history, rich history of it all, but I'm like, yeah, there's a game on right now. I'm going to watch that.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch history in the making or,
yeah,
or a game, you know.
Yeah. Well, technically, history in the making might not be good history, but yeah.
Could be a no hitter. You don't know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, could be Randy Johnson throwing a ball and hitting a bird in the middle of the air. And everyone's just like, what the fuck was that?
I think they got to make it a faster game, though. Maybe include.
That's exactly what they've done. Isn't the pitch clock?
That's what I thought. Okay.
A lot of games are coming in.
They need some. They need to do hockey rules where they can be fighting in the middle of it. Well, that would just make the game longer. Make it more interesting, that's for sure. They got bats and shit, you know?
Oh, what's so funny is, you know, obviously these guys are like, if I want to have a future in this, I don't need to run at the pitcher with the bat.
No.
Even though I know some people probably wanted to.
Yeah.
And plenty of people probably have.
They need to make like an XFL version of baseball. That's what I'm saying. Mm. You know.
Was it wiffle ball?
Isn't that with the curve where they can really like?
Oh, those shit's nuts! I'll see that like people live stream games on TikTok, and you just watch the pitch.
Yeah, the pitch is crazy.
And I'm like,
that makes it more fun. I would say, yeah.
That plus, I don't know, some softball leagues.
Maybe move the pitching mound like 50 feet closer to the batter box. That'd be more fun.
So it'd be 10 feet away.
So you could really get hit by the ball, but you could also just fastball the shit out of that.
How about the softball that they make girls play with, and then you could adjust the mound.
And they're called women.
Back.
Women with.
But you throw the softball like you do baseball.
That would be interesting.
So definitely be slower because and throw overhand. I need to look up why and how softball is the way it is. Like because you're watching A League of Their Own and then like the Amazon show about it.
Yeah,
they were playing baseball with the regular size baseball and throwing overhand just like men in baseball.
Oh yeah,
I need to look up why
it's not even a softball at all. It's pretty hard as shit. Yeah,
the ball size. Them throwing it underhand.
But you can
which you could throw like pitches and everything. I get that's probably the better way to do it, but I'm like, why?
Probably for your shoulder.
And maybe it has something to do with like, you know, the breast and, you know, throwing, and maybe that interferes. I don't know.
You think the guys got too hot and wild back in the '50s, or like if they did overhand pitches, the boob jiggle was enough to be like, this is,
or maybe it has something to do with whether it's true or not, how their like Amazons would cut off one of their breasts so they could fire a bow and arrow better.
They should do that in female baseball. I would watch female baseball if they start doing that.
One-titty
baseball. Yeah. And then you got a no-titty girl that's like, she's a switch, dude.
She's Nolan Ryan of that league.
She's got both.
Fresh off her double mastectomy. Number 55.
I don't know why they didn't bat different then. They should have bat like underneath their legs or I don't fucking know, something. Or maybe make it more like cricket for women where they do the underhand. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Do they do underhand? No, they don't. They do overhand in cricket. I've seen some highlights.
Yeah, but it's mainly like you're bouncing the ball because you're trying to knock over the thing. So it's usually like it's like a sweeping motion.
Oh, okay.
It's not like outward like that. I mean, it can get wild.
I would
like
love
that.
To watch like grow like Irving in DFW plenty, but you can drive by and see, you know, a bunch
people
of
play cricket?
Indian, Pakistani dudes playing cricket.
See, that's what I was about to get to.
I don't want to get up at 6 a.m. because they do it fucking early in the morning.
Nice.
Really early. They do take advantage of advantages of parks and open spaces. Their credit. Someone needs to.
Yeah, that's true. No, Indian people, you'll see, we walk a lot. I'm almost getting to that age now where I'm like, I get it. I need to start doing that.
Oh, that's why growing up in Irving, you have people that, you know, and living near Las Colinas, the nice part of Irving.
Yeah.
And people will be like, I live in Las Colinas. And I'm just like, I was born and raised in Irving, bitch. Yeah. You live in Irving. All right, whatever. But in that area, tons of Indians.
Yeah, and too many, really.
Right? Walking around, you know, got like 4 or 5 kids. They got strollers, but they're walking around in the parks. Like, there's all these parks everywhere. Somebody should use them.
Yeah.
It's one thing I like about
I think it's just because Indian babies are not as kidnappable as white babies. I think that's what it goes down to, where it's like they feel safe. White people don't because they're like, someone's always trying to.
Yeah, walk home from school. They don't give a shit. No one's getting you.
Yeah, exactly. You guys already went through your playground at school, almost getting shot and shit. So, yeah.
And it's just
if you get an Indian family, it's blockbusting, bro. They fucking take over. They take over a lot. Yeah. My dad came when we were kind of the first, dude. We were kind of the, you know.
Beachhead?
Yeah, D-Day shit. Yeah. It was Lieutenant Dan.
Where did he move to? Like
Plano.
Oh, Plano.
Which is now kind of full of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's because of all the tech shit. And
my
stuff.
Cousin's husband and his parents, they live in Frisco. So that
Indian?
She married an Indian guy.
Good for her.
Yeah.
You don't see that a lot.
Family's from Singapore, but they're Indian. But there's,
yeah, that gets weird.
I looked like it up. There's almost like a 10%, the 10% population of Indians in Singapore.
Same with, I don't know if it's South Africa, somewhere in Africa.
Where it's like, I mean, there's plenty. It's like, let's.
Yeah. Also, the Caribbeans, we were slaves.
I think they're low key taking over the world.
I know. That's because, like, everyone's focused on China right now. And now that's India's.
And India's like, oh, yeah, China's geographically bigger, but we do, I think, have more people. But and they never stop their people from breeding, like China, because apparently China is going to enter soon in this period where it's just like, oh, fuck this whole thing of killing the baby girls and limiting families to one child.
I think it was a good plan. I think it was a good plan at first, but then people got a little too out of control with that.
I think that populations naturally kind of reach their limits. Oh, of course, there's going to be some starving people along the way. Yeah. But then I think you're going to have people like myself, probably even you, or, you know, you have a generation that's just kind of like, you know, economically, it's not even going to be viable. One, you don't want them anyways, because you're like, no,
fuck this world.
I want to go have fun.
Well,
know,
not that even,
around.
Just fuck this world, a lot of it is. Yeah. And but then also, I'm bored, so might as well have some fun.
Either don't want to, like me, I don't want to reproduce, because that's a lot of money. Yeah. I don't make that much money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
I want to have
some $1 million investment that you have to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let alone, and then like another one and another one.
Yeah.
But then if the economy sucks, then it's even harder to take care of them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I think...
Really, you want to have it? A kid,
bad economies keep populations in check. Can.
True.
Because you have people like us that are just like...
Wars do too.
Yeah.
Disease, all of... Yeah, God's got his way.
Well, that fucks up the guys that can do the work to take care of these families.
Yeah.
And then you have the ones that come back. Oh, yeah, here's your GI Bill. All right, go start a family.
Yeah.
But also, these guys are just kind of like, you know, every night before bed, they got a gun in their hand. They're is tonight the night?
Those are, there's some open mic comics exactly like that.
We're they're not even parents, and they've never even been to war.
No, no.
They're just pussies just can't handle.
Yeah, they still got the problems.
Yeah. You know, an audience not liking their shitty jokes.
True, true, true. Yeah. Yeah.
We have had some comics die. In DFW.
Oh, wow. This is a good turn. Well, yeah.
I feel bad because I barely known any of them. Well, there's a lot of us around. We're all spread out, so you only intermingle with so many.
It's like an AA meeting. It's like you're going to get close with some people, but it's not like you're not close with them, but it's like, you're not like calling them on the phone and shit or whatever. Yeah, we've had like, I know more people dead in stand-up than I ever did doing like drugs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Comedy's a hell of a drug.
Yes, it is. It is. I love it, though. Oh, I still love it.
It's fun.
I don't really like the politics and shit, but still whatever.
It's so dumb. You got,
I get some of it, because it's like you got to kind of form little groups to a certain degree, just to people you rely on, not even necessarily like.
Rely on, like, put each other up, and one of you might go, you know, cream rises to the top kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe hold, you know, bring other people with you.
Yeah.
Like one thing that just comes to mind, you have the Grolix in Denver. That's Ben Roy, Adam, there's three of them. And I know Ben Roy. I've met him before.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Orvidal. And then there's another one.
People.
It's just a group of three guys. They'll have shows. I'll have some other people on there.
Yeah.
I think Ben Roy was on a show, Those Who Can't.
Okay.
He was on True TV,
like,
about teachers.
Yeah.
He was on that. And so it's like, but they were, you know, stand-ups and the Grolix, they kind of just formed. Also out of Denver was the, like, Very Fine Gentleman. Sam Talent was part of that.
Love him.
Love Sam Talent.
Yeah.
And him, Nathan Lund, and another guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, they'll have these little kind of cliques. Yeah. Maybe they can go around, do shows together. It also helps if you really like these guys and you go out of town together.
Yeah.
You know, you get along.
Yeah.
You know, you can tolerate each other.
Tolerate.
At the worst, you can tolerate each other, but also just have a blast.
Yeah.
You know, it also helps if you're all good comics.
That does help.
Because then you also have the really shitty comics band together. And it's just like, yeah, because I also see 20 people on this flyer.
Yeah.
And all those names aren't really, you know, aren't sparkly. They're not.
I try to do those shows occasionally just to keep myself humble.
just to be like, I'm gonna go do this great set.
It's also true sometimes,
and
it's
we'll see.
And
it's also one thing I love about comedy, it's you're on a show and you're like, I'm gonna go up there, I'm gonna give it my all to do that, and you're just kind of in your head, you're just kind of like, yeah, follow that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But that's what's great. It's healthy competition.
It is. It can get unhealthy, but
if you're
but it's made me better. The competition's made me better.
Yeah, we need that.
Yes, we do.
you know, that's why we have sports and shit. Yeah. You play against, you know, the best people. Now, trying to get on those shows, that's a whole different game. Involves politics, dick sucking.
A lot of drinking.
All this shit that I hate playing.
Yeah.
I just want, like...
You love dick sucking. Don't even start, Brian.
On
you
stage.
Yeah, I've seen your act.
When you just lean into a bomb. Yeah, thank
sure.
Yeah. But that's one thing that keeps me coming back.
All the dick sucking?
Yeah. Just, on and off stage.
On and off stage, yeah.
Just want to tell jokes on stage. And I wish it was that simple, but it's not.
No, it's never.
Hence the podcast and all the other comics that...
Well, the podcast, I mean, it's work, and I hate that. But, like, it's way better than trying to listen to gatekeepers, right? At the end of the day, at least you're in charge of your own sailboat. Yeah. I guess.
And if there's a cheat code around that, which I think, especially these days, you know, podcasts, if you can, I want to build a fan base just like
really,
everybody else.
Really nice tits. That's a cheat code.
Yeah, I wish.
That would help a lot. Yeah.
But if I can get around it somehow with this.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, having fun.
Yeah.
Like this might be, I love the interviews I've done so far, but these are, literally like interviewing people and going off like their rich history of being creative and all the shit they've done.
Yeah.
This right here, right now, I'm looking forward to having more comics on this because we operate on a different level.
Oh, I might have set the bar too high for the next guy. I gotta be honest. So.
I'm gonna make the next comic. We're gonna sit and listen to this episode.
Ooh, nice podcast listening. Podcast.
Listen and learn. From Shiva.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, but I'm just gonna stare at them while they listen to it.
Love it.
And just make it really weird.
You should film that one. That's the one you should film.
I technically.
Who do you
think
your next guy is?
What, comic-wise or not?
Do you do non-comics?
Most I've done so far since I rebooted the podcast.
Okay.
Even when, so the first run.
Oh, this is a reboot, too. I didn't realize.
Because I did nothing with the podcast in 2022.
Why? Just what happened during
2022? Working, trying to get on shows.
Yeah.
And just, I was just being lazy with it. Hmm. But when I first bought it, I did about 8 or 9 interviews.
Okay.
But they all clocked in like 2.5 hours.
Jesus.
They were fun.
That's
I
good.
Liked it.
Yeah.
And we, you know, had a blast.
But nobody likes either one of you people on the podcast enough for 2.5 hours.
No, they don't know us.
That's what
they don't know us enough not to like us.
And what people don't know, they fear. And what they fear, they don't like. So, yeah.
But the one comic I had then was Aaron Ariampor.
Love him.
Like, I aimed to the top.
Nice.
I'm like, I want to talk to Aaron.
Yeah.
First of all, I get that milk chocolatey voice on.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, I'm Aaron Ariampor.
Great artist, too. Amazing fucking artist.
Yeah, we met up at his office space in Plano.
Yeah.
And there, which was cool. I like being in office spaces.
Yeah.
But talked to artist, graphic artist, amazing comic, voice actor.
I didn't know
just
that.
Just went through. I mean, with that voice, it's like, why not? But that's just like a third or fourth thing he can do.
Yeah.
But yeah, super funny guy, and just went through just all the art he's done. Like his, you know, he's got his artistic style.
Yeah,
because when a celebrity dies, he'll probably post a picture of a thing he already drew. He just likes drawing his, you know, heroes.
Yeah,
comics and actors.
Don't know why he hasn't drawn me yet, but
It's just kind of what counts. Like, come on, man.
Yeah,
just draw it on the cocktail napkin.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be good.
Yeah, just yeah.
But so I did that, and then. But now I'm just like, I'm going to make them like an hour.
Nice.
But then that way, people can devote an hour more than 2.5.
Sure,
whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
But, and I have this giant list of people, non-comics. Comic-wise, I'll figure that out. And, you know, hopefully they'll be like, yeah. And then I'll meet up with them.
And then they'll be late and then reschedule. And it'll be late.
And then I can really lay into them.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it'd be great.
Why don't you just start with laying into them? Why you got to hold out till they fucking make the first air?
Again, so I have that pass. I have that
Midwestern
guilt ammo.
Yeah, Midwestern.
It's stockpiled. Yeah.
Right? Midwest? Or here?
I guess, yeah.
You don't know where you're born?
Well, born in Irving. I've always lived near the airport. Irving,
okay,
so Irving,
you've been here your whole life?
Yeah.
I'm okay, a Metroplex kid. Southern hospitality then, not Midwest. Yeah.
And my family, if anything, they might be passive aggressive. And,
no.
I didn't grow up in like a yelling household. I may have heard my parents yell a couple of times, but and I remember one time my sister was like, here, come with me. We're going to go.
You never got hit as a kid then?
No.
Lucky son of a bitch.
I got spanked with the belt once.
Belt's a little
bit.
What's
extreme. Funny is like the one time I ever got grounded.
Yeah.
My mom, I don't know why I did this. My mom was like, you're grounded. You can't go outside and play. I'm like, all right, I should have just been content staying in my room with my toys.
Right.
But I went out in the backyard. I was not a rebellious kid ever.
Yeah.
Good grades, all that, well behaved.
Yeah.
And I was in the backyard and I climbed over the fence and walked through the front door. Like a show of like, you can't cage me, woman. Sure. No. And then
she nipped in the butt.
And I think she,
she nipped in the butt.
Hit me with the belt a couple of times.
So it wasn't even your dad. That's interesting.
No. He's just a meek, kind of boring guy, but
yeah,
I love him. But just, and at the only other time I'd maybe get hit with anything. So we would go to this condo in Destin, Florida growing up.
Yeah.
And we'd go in our Suburban. And my sister's 6 years older than me. So, yeah, we weren't too close to, like, really get on each other's nerves. But also, I was the younger brother. My mom would have this paint mixer. It's just a plastic thing, and it would have holes in it, you know, from, like, mixing up the paint.
Uh-huh.
So you'd, if we were just acting up too much, you know, of course, it's a long car ride. She just... Yeah. Get back and like get us on the, we're wearing shorts in summer, sure. Just smack us on the thighs.
Yeah.
And those things left some welts. So you're just kind of like, hey, you got the message.
You got to keep people in line.
Yeah. I mean, we're just two, and there, we might have a cousin or two with us or something like that. So it's like, settle the fuck down. Like,
no, for sure.
That's a long goddamn, it's like a 12 hour ride.
No, for sure. I'm sure you were a mess.
No, besides that, pretty peaceful household.
Nice. Mine wasn't. Mine, a lot of yelling. Yeah.
That's crazy. Like going to kids' friends' houses growing up, you're just like, they're yelling. Like, you're kind of like, it triggers you for a second because, like,
I'm
not used to this.
No, but I'm saying,
well, it made me afraid.
Even being used to it's not good because then it's like, I'm going at like 40 miles per hour. Like, I'm not, maybe it's anxious. I don't know, but I'm like alert. Like, I'm always looking for danger a little bit. So, in that sense, it's.
How many siblings you have?
Three sisters.
Three sisters. So, there's four kids, two parents.
Yeah.
I can get how that's loud.
Yeah.
And three, like, how close are they in age?
One's 2 years older, then there's a 7 year gap, and then 2 years. So there was, like, so I was the youngest child with the dynamic of a middle child during, like.
And also being the only boy.
Yes.
Which I can only imagine.
Yeah, I'm the one that got hit.
Yeah. And then three sisters. You must have been like,
if I could have transitioned at 13, I would have just to stop getting hit, man. I would have been like, that would have been enough to be like, I'm a fucking girl, dude. How dare you?
I kind of had like the only child treatment of somewhat because my sister being, I felt like,
I love my parents now. We're like, we're good. Like, I'm frank about it now just because like, we're cool.
I mean, well, hell, and also six people, one house, three girls, you.
All Indians too? Ugh. No. All right.
I mean, I think that's every household. There's going to be a level of volume.
Yeah.
But it's like my sister and I are 6 years apart. So we were in the same school together 1 year, which was her fifth grade year and my kindergarten year.
Yeah.
And then like in junior high or and then in elementary, she would come pick me up from school because she had a car then and I was in elementary.
Yeah.
And maybe even junior high, she did that sometimes too.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's my older sister, but it's not like I tried to date her friends.
She's almost like an aunt.
Yeah.
To a certain degree, like a hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've always gotten along. We love each other.
Yeah.
We're not like really that close.
No, I'm not.
We're close as siblings, blood siblings are.
Just one sister, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we just really don't have that much in common.
So you kind of had the weird dynamic of almost being like an only child with a sibling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because she was already off to college by the time you started.
And different genders.
Yeah.
So she's doing girl thing.
Is she still a woman? She hasn't transitioned to anything?
She's a mom.
She hasn't thought about
married.
It?
Oh, and she's very Christian.
Okay.
But like, a very nice person,
so she hates gays.
I don't know. Don't even bring it up. Probably not, like, she probably gets it. Like, she's...
Yeah, she's cool with it, but she's not like, everyone needs to be gay. No, yeah.
And, like, luckily we don't bring up politics, so, and I'm like, maybe she votes Republican. I don't know.
You think? She's a nurse? She probably sees a lot darker people tend to be... I feel like Republicans in a certain sense because it's more of a just let me protect my family.
I think
shit.
Like maybe she votes religious before science.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, because she's going to be employed.
She's
the rest
a nurse,
of her life.
But she's unvaccinated, probably gold star unvaccinated.
I think so.
Probably. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny.
But also like her, my niece and nephew got there. Like it's not like my niece and nephew got their shots. Like,
interesting. Well, they
like
had
that they
to.
Get that they yeah, get yeah. as at birth.
Oh.
Now with COVID, I don't know. That's a whole new thing.
That
which
is,
I'm like, yeah. But like she's
measles
like,
and
yeah, like she got them there, so she's all about science.
Yeah.
This is
no,
those
well,
people.
It got weird because they turned that part into the anti-vaxxers. You know what I mean? where anti-vaxxers originally were like,
they threw that label on them because they didn't want this vaccine. Yeah. And I'm like, all right. And then it's like, oh, cool. Yeah. You're just going to be buried in the semantics the entire time.
Yeah.
Have fun with that. Whatever. Yeah. I'm moving on.
No, agreed. Because, like, yeah, you know, mumps and measles, like, I'm not saying they can't put bad shit in there, but it's like the vaccine part definitely works. So it's like, yeah.
So it's that, yeah, like, you know, niece and nephew got their shots as kids also.
Oh, nice.
Probably, you know, it's probably free because she's a nurse, has health insurance, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the family's good. Mm-hmm. They got their medical needs taken care of.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, she pops in the essential oils, too.
Oh, God,
she really likes
dude.
Those.
All right, now.
She's not hippy-dippy, though.
Okay, she just likes the smell?
I guess, but also maybe she believes there's, like, some kind of health benefit.
Probably
to
no.
misting these it's oils into the air.
Fucking snake oil, dude. No. I don't know if I like your sister anymore. Just essential oil. Just essential
hey,
oil.
Hey, if I need some low key medical advice that I can hit.
Don't
her
go
up.
To her. No, she believes in essential oils.
You know, just
she's
like,
gonna be like, hey, you
I
need
just
to
throw my symptoms her
you
way.
You take silver and put it. What's it called? And you, it's got to be one part per a million in water, and you drink that, and that's supposed to stop.
Colloidal silver.
Yes. Yes.
You got to throw the Alex Jones voice.
Yeah. In. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't think she does that, but.
She just doesn't know about it yet, but yeah.
But hey, I'm like, you know what? She's hardworking. She's
yeah.
a nurse.
She's a
I'm
good person.
Like,
she's still a good person. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna get an essential oil box or whatever the fuck it's called, a fountain.
No, your spritzer. Version of that would be vaping.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or go buy some incense.
Yeah, that would also be your stuff.
Do you have one of those incense boxes? As an early weed head, you're just kind of like, I need all the. I never went down that.
But that's because Nag Champa was an Indian thing already. They were already doing some of that at pujas and stuff. So I was like, this isn't cool. Like, this is just
it's a
religious ceremony that you
potheads just appropriating another culture.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah, they do.
Incense, man. It's like, just because they sell at the head shop doesn't mean the white girl with dreadlocks knows what she's doing.
No, it kind of does.
Oh, it's probably in running a head shop.
Yeah.
But you can get all that shit online now.
Yeah.
Or just go to, I like how, hell, even like some independent convenience stores sell pipes.
Yeah. Are we talking about meth pipes?
Possibly
pipes.
That too.
Yeah.
The swirly colorful ones.
Yeah.
For weeders.
Weed pipes. Yeah, yeah.
You ever called anyone a burnout before?
I probably have been.
When I worked at Freebirds, these kids, it was like me, some other older people, and then a bunch of 19 to 20-year-old stoners who they gave weed such a bad name because, you know, maybe they're poor, couldn't find weed, couldn't afford weed, hadn't smoked weed, and who knows, you know, that day, and just life sucked because you couldn't get high. That's like when you need to be high for everything.
Sure.
So they just have this piss-poor attitude. And then
sounds like me now.
And then one night, we're like 5 minutes till closing, and I didn't know where any of my employees were.
Yeah.
There's no customers in there. I was like, we should be like getting things up and cleaning. And I was like, where the fuck is everybody?
Yeah.
It was just oddly quiet. So I go outside to check. I'm like, none of them smoking cigarettes. And then it clicked. I was like, well, there's only one other place they could be.
Yeah.
Also check the bathrooms. Nobody there.
Yeah.
So I went into the cooler and I flung open that door. That's a heavy door. And then there's fucking four guys in there.
Smoking
they look
pot.
At me and one's got a pipe. And so I lay into them. First of all, can you not wait 5 minutes till I locked the doors and we're closed?
No.
We smoked weed in the cooler.
Okay.
That was fine.
No, yeah.
But it was because they couldn't wait.
Yeah.
For 5 minutes for
being
me to close it.
A bunch of junkies, pretty much.
Yeah, and that's the thing is they treat it like, so I was laying into them. I was like, can you not wait? This is highly irresponsible. What if we got caught? Blah, blah. I go, and at the very end, I go, and you know what's most offensive? You didn't invite me.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have been like, hey, wait 5 minutes, and then let's, yeah.
Wait, I thought you were saying that story because you called them a burnout. You called them burnouts?
I did. In the midst of my tirade, I called them burnouts. Yeah. And I meant it, and it was true.
The more I believe it. You know what you remind me of? You remind me of like a punk rock version of King Hill. Or whatever.
Hank Hill.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
That's a great compliment. Thank you.
No, Hank Hill is great. I love him. But it's like, you're like that, but you're not conservative. You're like literally the punk rock.
Responsible.
Yeah, still responsible.
And I don't like
use terms like burnout. Like that's your cunt. Yeah. That's like your cunt word. Calling like, somebody a
save
burnout.
Save weed for when you get home. Earn the weed, asshole.
Yeah.
Like,
and instead of drinking beers, you smoke cigarettes.
Oh, both. But
I know. Yeah.
I'm just like, cigarettes while you're at work. You know, I'll give you all the smoke breaks you want. You know, as long as you do your job, you can take your allotted, you know, time.
Sure.
Just smoke weed when you get home, idiot. Yeah. Earn it. and enjoy it. Why do you need to? I've worked.
Have you gotten free
high.
Stuff? Have you gotten free stuff before? It's pretty nice.
What?
Like, I'm just saying, you're saying earn it. And I'm like, yeah, that is, it is a good feeling to earn stuff and getting it, but yeah, it's also a nice feeling to just get free shit.
I mean, maybe your karma is just kind of like, I deserve this.
I don't believe in karma. Why'd you bring that up? Just because I'm Indian?
No, because
you're just trying to relate with your fucking.
I just hope there's like a karma god out there that might
smite
people.
That's not even how, that's not even how it works.
That might smite people.
It's
who
not
smite
a god.
Me.
It's not karma god.
It's the same thing to me. The universe.
It's just. Yeah,
I just want bad things to happen to people who,
that deserve it, that you deem to
deserve it. But I also make it personal. Just like, you never helped me when I asked you to, or you.
Jesus, dude. Yeah, you are passive aggressive.
Oh
shit.
Yeah. Maybe be more active aggressive. I always thought that was a good. That might be a good comedy title, active aggressive.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't think that's me though. I'm not like a mean comic.
Not really.
I definitely don't yell like I used to.
Yeah. Is that bad?
No, because I'm really not that angry of a guy.
No, you're not.
And, you know, I get...
You get worked up about little things.
Oh, I can, absolutely. Yeah. And just go off on something because I feel it and I'm passionate in that moment about it.
Yeah,
but generally, I'm just like...
Yeah.
Just want to tell jokes and...
Yeah, gave up on life, I get it. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely, same.
Yeah, I never wanted to be a high school teacher and I never settled on a direction. So it's like, oh, let's try this comedy thing out. Okay, this is it. It's like, oh, wait, no, I still haven't done much with that.
That's what I was gonna say.
Let's just do the podcast and see how that goes. Yes.
This is going to turn everything
slowly
around.
Siphon off fans or people that know.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting obsessed with my podcast statistics.
Oof, no, don't go down that road.
Oh, no,
I like that road, though.
Well, no.
That's
just,
not good either.
Well, no, I'm just like... Eventually, like seeing like someone in Kentucky downloaded the episode, or and this
is that what you're going for, Kentucky?
No, just it's neat. Yeah. You know, I like statistics, and since it's personal.
Yeah.
And again, like I know what you mean. There's go down a bad road, just like need more fucking downloads or something
that. Yeah.
But all I can really do is just keep doing episodes.
Yeah,
just, I know there's
just scream into the void. That's all we can do. That's it. Yeah.
But hopefully, maybe like I really so I've. Like, kind of how Brian Posehn's kind of like this metalhead comic.
Yeah. I mean, not really, but yeah.
Well, he wears, you know, the metal band shirts, likes them. You know,
I worked with him.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
I got to smoke weed with him in a green room at the Texas Theater, but I wasn't on the show. But
Or maybe I didn't work with him. I was definitely at least cooking. I forget. That was like when I first started. I want to say I did a guest spot.
Well, like how he is with like, you know, stoner people like comedy, his comedy, and probably also metal.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
These guys that love Metallica, and they're like, oh, Brian Posehn did a joke about Metallica, like this guy.
Yeah.
I want to be that, but skew younger and more niche in like the...
So instead of Metallica, it's Post Malone or something?
No, still in the metal hardcore.
Post Malone is metal now.
Give me guys who like cattle decapitation, but also stand up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be hard, but
yeah.
Luckily, I know people in these bands. And
you need to change up the metal thing. Metal's kind of dead, no?
I don't know, I'm seeing some bands that didn't tonight.
Okay,
and well, they're all like crusty, grindy, hardcore kind of bands.
Like, how old are they?
My buddy Matt, one of his bands is playing.
Okay.
This guy Todd. Because
music tends to be a young man's game, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, but there's still... I saw Napalm Death back in January. And
Napalm Death? I don't know who that is.
Those guys, their first album was in 87.
Oh, Jesus. That's when I was born.
So a couple of those guys, maybe all of them have to be in their 60s at least.
Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah.
And then the opening band, MDC, who that's short for...
You're not helping my point. Or you're helping
Dead
my
Cops.
Point.
They opened the show. Their first album was in 83,
oh,
before I was born.
Yeah, nice.
And the singer was fucking going off, man. I was like,
no, so it's still good. Yeah,
my knees
hurt.
Oh wait, no, but they're jumping around stage and older.
Yeah,
these guys are drawing Social Security.
Yeah,
and still fucking.
Yeah. So like I said, metal's kind of dead.
It was packed.
I believe it.
It was cold, so it was supposed to be outside.
Yeah.
But I'm like, hey, we all have jackets on. This could be outside, but so we were just crammed inside of rubber gloves.
Nice.
Which is the show I'm going to tonight.
Nice.
Probably won't be a good amount of people there, but probably inside but not as packed.
Why do you say that?
I mean, because they're not
60.
None of them are Napalm Death.
Yeah.
You know, it's all local bands. I'm gonna go and have a good time and sometimes I gotta vary it up. You know,
try to sell some cigarettes or something. I don't know.
We got laid off in January, man.
I know, but don't you just sometimes still like selling cigarettes?
Oh, well, I still can't. If I go to a bar and someone's smoking, my eyes automatically go to what they're smoking.
Interesting.
Because I've been doing that for almost nine years. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, I don't
need to. 9 years, Jesus.
Or Christ. If I don't have any or I run out,
yeah,
that helps because then I know who has my brand.
You're a big brand, loyal brand.
I only smoke my brand.
What's your brand?
Spirits.
Fucking the people that fired
you? I can tolerate a Parliament and a Camel. And everything else fucking sucks.
Why don't you go to vaping, man?
I don't like it. It doesn't. I don't need the nicotine. I want to smoke. It does it. I cannot
smoke. You need the burn?
Yeah, the burn. And especially if I can pair it up with alcohol, you know, in either hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not. I cannot smoke for a week and I don't get like a nicotine fit.
I don't believe you.
You know, how much it also helps if I avoid drinking.
Yeah.
Because that also, which I can easily do that. I've been doing that pretty well the last few months.
Yeah.
You know, I had some drinks last night.
You've been pretty boring. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yep.
And, sorry. But it's not, yeah, I don't need the fix. So the vaping isn't going to do anything for me.
But don't I look cool?
Yeah, maybe. Thanks, blow that into my mouth.
All right, I like this podcast.
No, we promoted that too. RJ Reynolds had their fucking vape thing, and plenty of people liked it, or they stuck with their Juul.
I think the trick is you got to name it after a cartel person, and then Escobars.
Or the trick. Elf bars are getting big.
That's true. Yeah.
See a lot of those around.
Yeah, so it's either got to be that or LARPing stuff. You got to go for drugs or fantasy. Yeah, vape.
One thing I hate as a smoker, when they're bars, some enforce it, some don't care because you're in a bar, it's dark, there's people around.
Yeah.
When I see people vaping in bars,
I do that all the time.
And I'm like, I'm
I do
so
that
jealous.
Everywhere I go.
Because you
can
get away with it. I get it. Because it's obviously not
all you gotta,
a cigarette.
No, all you got to do is be like, oh, my bad. And then, yeah. And then you just start blowing it down your shirt.
Who's
going to
complain
bit.
If they walk by, you just blew a cloud,
bunch of squares.
And someone walks by and is like, and they're kind of like, oh, citrus. Yeah. And then they keep going, and they're like, oh, someone vape. But they don't care.
I mean, at that point, we got to start banning perfume and cologne. Because I'm like, I don't want any smells that are, I would prefer that. Yeah. I would prefer that over vaping. But yeah, I vape every, No, but that is the one problem with vaping, is this has become a 24-hour thing. With cigarettes, it was like an hour.
You get the end, you hit the filter, you put it out, and then at some point,
I
got
to go get one. No,
when
I
your
have
next
to.
Cigarette is.
Yeah. With mine is when I run out of my vape, I'm like, fuck, I'm fucked until I get to a vape store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can like lay in bed, hit it.
Yeah.
Be anywhere and hit it.
Yeah.
Literally
yeah.
anywhere.
Yeah.
But with cigarettes, it's like, I'd like to be anywhere and smoke a cigarette. I'd love to be in an office.
They used to have it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Grocery stores. And things that I don't even remember. Restaurants with smoking sections. I absolutely remember that.
Yeah.
And it was like, smoking section here. I remember there was a Waffle House that had a smoking section of three booths. This is a Waffle House.
Yeah, sure.
No partitions, nothing.
Nothing.
It was like that. Those three booths are the smoking section.
Yeah.
That drag, when you blow that out, that's going all over the place.
Yeah.
I just found
that works.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
But.
Well, it was crazy when they first did that ban. They still allowed some places to do it, but they had to get like some crazy expensive air filtration system, which I'm sure didn't do shit, but yeah. Still smelled like cigarettes. I never understood why cigarettes smoke stain, like the smell stayed, but weed, it doesn't. Weed will smell while it's in there, but then you go the next day, it's like you can't tell. I don't understand what's with the. I need somebody to explain the smoke dynamics there, man.
Maybe the chemicals? I don't know.
Oh, that could be it. But then even
do a
wood,
test,
but even like wood, you burn wood, like in your fireplace, you still get that residual smell of all the. You know, but for some reason, weed just doesn't, I don't know. I don't get it.
It's a magical plant.
It's the smelliest plant while there, and then it disappears. Dude.
Did you ever, like, when you start smoking weed, this happened to me, where you start smoking weed, and then you just read all these things about it, and so you just, every possible benefit of just, like, because it's illegal, and you're just like, it's so dumb, man, alcohol is legal, cigarettes are legal, this. Sure. Also, the hemp plant can do this.
I see people do that with legal stuff now, where it's like the 40 benefits of lemon, and it's like, it does this, and this, and this, and you're like, oh, wow, I should be getting lemons more and shit, and then they did it with, like, I forgot what it was, cucumbers or some vegetable or something,
Oh, I look up routinely. I'm like, benefits of, and then, you know, bananas.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm already eating bananas. I'm just like, well, what is this doing for me?
You're just
me?
Trying to give yourself a pat on the back a little bit. Yeah.
Eating healthier.
You
like,
should look
right,
up the negatives, too.
Nah, fuck that.
You know there's only one type of banana?
Oh, and how they
I forget what it's called. Yeah, because they used to have something called the Cavendish, but then it was a monoplant.
Yeah.
And then one disease just came and fucked everything up, and now it's, I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
It's bananas.
Cavendish, also a type of tobacco. It says the little actual tobacco knowledge that I have.
Yeah. Even though you were doing it for 9 years.
No, that was cigarettes and branding and that. But actual like types of tobacco. I'm like, oh, there's Turkish blend. That's all I know. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I doubt that's Turkish.
Our job, we just did the bare minimum to not get fired.
That's kind of your whole attitude in general.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what you do. You're kind of a bare minimum. Yeah. And you're like, all right, yeah.
Now with this, I didn't have to do the podcast.
I mean, you did the bare minimum for this podcast.
Oh, well, I utilize the things I can do. Doing the bare minimum, which was deferring to my buddy who has a podcast studio in his shed.
Okay.
I was with him. I was like, what should I get? He understood what I wanted to do. We found this package on Amazon.
Zoom.
What
is this?
Zoom P4 or something like that.
Yeah. That's it's a good one. That's really good for audio.
And that's, so I was like, okay, this is his area, one of his areas of expertise.
Yeah.
He works for AT&T.
Yeah.
Does a bunch of shit. So we did that. And also, I know how I can drive to places.
Yeah.
I've been driving to places for 2/3 of my life. Seeing bands. Doing comedy.
Sure.
I'm a lot of driving. Fuck it. I'll go to you.
But you got some crazy road stories. Probably
not.
Really. I know.
Just listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Boring. Driving sucks.
It does.
That comes
with
DFW.
It does. Yeah, it does.
I like when people come here and they're like, oh, this drive. I'm like, yeah.
This is driving, baby.
Yeah.
You want some of that shit, go live in Austin and pay an extra $1,000.
Go to California, libtard, if you want public rail.
You need a car in Cali, right?
You need it everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean,
not New York.
Not New York. Yeah. I mean, there's some places that are
Austin
built for...
you can get away with if you're in the city.
Yeah.
In the city.
They have trains.
If you're anywhere outside the city, you're fucked. Then you need a car. Mm. If you're in Round Rock or whatever, South Austin. Yeah. For the most part.
I'm going to go there end of May. I kind of make a yearly trip there.
It's like your mecca for punk rock shit.
Well, I'm doing this thing. It'll be the third year in a row outside of Austin.
Are you saying Altercation Fest?
No, that's in November.
Okay.
And even if I'm on it.
Okay.
But there's a thing I'll be doing for the third year in a row. So it's called Childerberg. It's a play on Bilderberg, the Bilderberg meetings, Alex Jones infiltrated.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, that was Bohemian Grove. Bilderberg's the meetings they have in Europe.
Yeah,
those guys. So I met the guy that runs it, I met him and his wife and this other guy who's part of it and his wife when I opened up for Shane Gillis.
Nice.
Because they're fans of him.
Yeah.
And they liked my material. We talked for a little bit, half an hour afterwards. And he's like, yeah, we did. So these guys are big, libertarian anarchist types.
Nice.
And they put on this event. It's about an hour west of Austin.
Then? Why are they married?
Tax benefits.
Fair enough.
They don't want to pay taxes. And
no.
I guess they love each other, too.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we do this event, and we have comics out. And I did it. Micah Brown was there at the last one out of nowhere. I'm like, I don't know how.
He was at the show?
Yeah,
he did
a guest spot. And he was just there. Yeah, and I was like, oh, hey, man, what's up?
Yeah.
He's like, you're here? I'm like, yeah, this is the second year I've done it. And
yeah.
So that was odd. Usually the last couple of years, this guy, Robbie Bernstein, has been on there. He does a podcast with Dave Smith.
Okay.
Big libertarian comic.
Sure.
Out there, part of, Legion of Skanks and all that. So these guys like kind of those comics and comedy in general, but they liked the cut of my jib. And talking to Jacob,
cut
this guy
of
Will.
Your jib?
Yeah. They both live in Arlington.
Nice.
And so that was like, oh, yeah, I do too. Because Robbie lives in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And they got this guy, Kyle Ruff, who lives in Colorado.
Okay.
So, I've done the show with them the last two times.
So all the libertarian anarchists
are
creating
those guys
a group
are huge
together?
Libertarians.
Is that what's happened?
But so it's just a hangout.
They shouldn't be making groups together, though, if they're libertarian.
Collectives and shit. I mean,
collectives.
Everyone should. Right. I mean, can't do
well-regulated
but...
militia. Is that what it's turning into?
They rent out camping grounds.
Yeah.
And then they pay me to come do comedy.
Dope.
And one year is an Airbnb, one is a hotel. They're going to go back to hotels because Airbnbs are just trash
these
days.
They can be
dumb.
Yeah.
And but since I'll be like an hour outside of Austin, I always try to do a show or two the day before and after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make it a week.
Yeah. Or a weekend. And it's right near my birthday, so I just kind of treat myself. Nice. Just like rent a car so I don't have to worry about my car.
Yeah.
Rent a car, go tell some jokes, crash in a hotel. And
real punk rocker.
And then, so now I can do that and double up on podcasts while I'm down there too. Just crank that out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then see what kind of waves I can make in that Austin scene.
Nah,
there's shows I can do, but a part of me is just like, all right, how the fuck do I get on Creek and Cave and Vulcan?
You gotta be part of the cool kids.
I know, and I just, I'm not. Maybe sneak in that new Rogan Club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a little bit part of those cool kids, a smidge. I'll
message them, but then I won't hear anything back because
they're super busy.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't even get that many replies.
Sniffing Rogan's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, he is Austin Jesus, so you show some respect.
I get it. There's a lot of past the
Joe comedy. Rogan.
You can do it that way.
No, 100%. No, yeah, yeah.
We got a lot of funny friends down there. And
yeah. We got a lot of friends. I don't know if they're funny, but yeah. They're friends. Yeah.
and they definitely moved to Austin. Yeah, that's undeniable.
Moved. Yeah, they moved there. Yeah. A lot of them are regretting it, but what are you going to do? It made like the, you know, basic move. But then if you don't get into that group, dude, like doing open mics in Austin's fucking, I don't know, maybe I just haven't been to the right ones. I'm sure there's some good ones, but they're, man, there's
I've heard that there's like open mics because you have like the old guard of Austin, and I know plenty of these people pre-Rogan, pre-Rogan, there's established great Austin comics, and they, you know, do their thing like a comedy scene, and then COVID, Rogan, all these people moved in, and then they hate that so much.
That's good for comedy.
Apparently,
they were a little pretentious on what they thought comedy was supposed to be.
It was like, they were always like, we're Austin, we're great.
I like
don't
a lot
move
of them.
Here. It's just like, well, stop talking about how fucking great you
also
are.
True.
Stop selling it.
Yes.
But it's also Austin. Like, the city itself is constantly selling itself. Yes. And then it takes, you know, Rogan, Segura, Hinchcliffe. Like, sorry.
Yeah.
The dam is broken.
Yeah, the dam's broken.
And then all these comics from, you know, all over. Are there? I heard that like the old guard Austin comics apparently like they'll do an open mic somewhere.
No, but it's secret.
But they won't. Yeah,
exactly.
They won't
I've
publicly
heard that
post
too.
It.
It's interesting.
They
I
just
find
know
that
all to show up.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's
yeah,
happening.
Yeah.
But part of me is just
I like that.
That's funny. I
we need to
that.
Do that here a little bit.
That's a fucking great idea.
Yeah, this isn't even my idea. I'm
don't
fucking
even don't even put that on the
yes
on the list.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
I wanted to actually start one that wasn't secret, but it was semi-open, where it's like you got, and it would be for like features and
hosts. Working comics.
Yes, not to insult the non-working comics or whatever, but it's like you got a host at a major club here, and then come do the open mic, and I'll give you 10, 25 minutes even, and you can fuck around and like actually do some shit.
Yeah.
And then there's no problem with like, we're going to have some bad sets here and there.
We decide on committee. It was just like, hey, so-and-so wants to be on there.
Well,
and
it'd be like me branching out.
It's like a
out.
Democratic vote.
No, it would be kind of. Because I would literally like incorporate like the 50 people that I know kind of work and then be like, anyone below that, you got to get a reference from two of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then let them go. And if they do
like a
terrible,
wine club.
Yeah. And
I second his.
Yes,
I nominate him for membership.
Yeah. And then if they do terrible enough, that's a strike on those guys.
Oh,
so you can't just be you can't just fucking be doing that.
So vouching has
consequences.
Another vouch. Yeah, consequence. Yeah,
because one,
level
I can
responsibility
do that,
to it,
which comics are great at handling. Yeah. So we'll see how this goes. But yeah,
oh, man,
But I like the secret idea, and I also like you know, because there's plenty of open mics for these open micers, like brand new open micers, to get their. Get used to being on stage and all that shit, but there's not really any DCC's a little bit like that, but they've kind of got their crew, so it's like you can't you know, so I'm not trying to
like a 4-hour long open mic
also true is- but it's like I need a place where it's like I can work on my 15-minute chunk of something and not, you know, and I'm sure I can kind of get that way with at some of the open mics. I could ask for it, but then it's like a lot of these open mics are just comics, so it's, you know, which is fine, not against it, but I would love a middle, there's room for a middle between like a real show and not a showcase, but like
I think one thing Dallas has been missing for a long time is like a good weekly show of just, I don't know, 7 comics max.
Sure.
Just a good weekly show.
Backdoor was trying to do that, but now it's 50.
And that's all doing like 5 minutes each.
Yeah.
We're all comics that can easily you know, 5 minutes, it might as well be an open mic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you're there, so you don't want to, like, treat it like an open mic. But no. It's like, yeah, 5 minutes, I can't accomplish shit. No. I hate when shows, it's one thing, I love Backdoor, but it's like, oh, I'm doing as much time on an open mic on this show.
Yeah.
And we all get that where it's all just like a...
It's hard to do 5 minutes now for me.
Yeah. Oh,
it
right?
became difficult because I have bigger concepts I want to fuck with. And, it's
and
like,
it helps if you're able to build up who you are, your personality yes. on stage to yeah, where yeah, yeah. this, like when I, if I'm able to say like some goofy, ridiculous, outrageous shit.
Yeah.
And then I can drop in my line about being a high school substitute teacher.
Yeah.
And I throw in the sentence like that should frighten every single one of you. Yeah. It makes more sense because it's like, oh, this guy was a sub.
Yeah.
He's already said all this stuff for the yeah. previous 12 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's just, and again, that's what we're all trying to do.
Yeah.
But when you like limit people,
it's hard to for me to shove in the heroin addict thing in a minute and then get yeah. to the jokes.
You, just, you seem like a guy that's fresh out of an NA meeting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's gonna now he's gonna go do a set.
Yeah.
But there's more to Shiva than just that.
No, I mean no, that's pretty much it. Yeah. Which, I'm just I'm a dirty, do a show, dirty junkie. That's all I am.
A show should have you should be able you should do longer time on a show than any open mic.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I mean, there's some open mics you can do longer time on.
But you know, that was the process and it started and now it's interesting going back to the 5 minutes or, you know, anytime I had a week off, I would just do Backdoor because it's there.
No, it's fine. And then you have friends there you can hang out with.
No, it's in that sense it's like the Comedy Store. Like that's where I go to see people. It's nice. I like that place a lot.
In the Comedy Store, they also had these epic 5 minute sets.
Sure. No, but they also had like famous people come through there. It's just a bunch of losers. Just a bunch of losers at Backdoor, dude. Yeah. It's if the Comedy Store was the Comedy Store when it wasn't successful at all. Yeah. So
I don't think that's what sucks here. We can't, and we have these clubs, we can work and everything, but they're so spread out to where it's just the comics that are working there that are there. Yeah. So you're kind of like, I hope who else is on the show I like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's becoming territorial, but there's still a lot of, I'm glad it's not that, where it's like, there's tinges of that, where it's like, we only book these comics, and they only book these and stuff. Some of it's just based off style, which I totally, like, I know I'm not going to work with some of these clubs, or it's rare instances I work with these clubs, because it's just like, the headliners they get are, you know, just not my style of comedy, you know, unless I really know them, they're not going to take a chance of being like, let's put this, because I'm kind of dark and dirty and shit. And like,
which is the name of your show at the Improv?
Yes,
which
actually,
I scoop them calendars.
Nice, man. Nice. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I see this one's booked up, but if you have room on the next one,
100%, bro.
I'm also going to corner podcast. Oh no, that's what I like, and it's because
you would work well. You're not really dark or dirty, but you're like tinges of dark and dirt. Like you lean that way. And I don't want it to be like just Anthony Jeselnik. I was even thinking about putting one clean comic. I would love to have Linda Stogner on one of the shows. Okay. Just because it's just like it's like taking wasabi.
Yeah.
Just or ginger. Yeah, 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 yeah. So it's good. And she
I'll
used
be
to
the
tell
wasabi.
Me. Yeah, yeah. She used to tell me how much she hated following dirty comics, but I see her follow dirty comics now and crush where it's just like, that's because her material's so good and stuff that then it truly is like a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Are these gonna be like monthly there or something like that? Or are you gonna
find
trial
out.
Basis?
Yeah, trial basis. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna actually try for this one, so we will see.
Do y'all have like a certain day of the week or
April 22nd and it's 11:30.
So
but you're
late. Okay.
It is late. Yeah. So yeah, you
great. So many places had like a midnight show or something like that here, maybe at a club or something. I miss like late night shows.
Yeah.
Like
the
Improv will occasionally do these like 11:30 ones. Yeah. You know, you have the headliner of the weekend and then afterwards. Show. I'm like, I wish there were more consistency. And that's the thing that
Red Room's
a
little
of,
like that too.
Yeah.
Red Room, but that's not late, but like they should be like a place like I would do it. If this gets big enough where like I would love to have an after hours thing. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like 2 o'clock, make it like. Dude, do it at a fucking strip club. I don't fucking care. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, whatever that one place is called.
Twin Peaks?
No, not Twin Peaks. The
almost
one
strip
the strip club Pantera owned.
Oh, that's long gone, though. That iteration, the clubhouse.
Yes. But they had like an after
hours. If it's a strip club
thing.
Now, it could be. But yeah, what was it? Not Afterlife. That was the actual like EDM club.
Yeah.
I had the word life in there, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, they'll close it too. Yeah. And it'll become a rave club, you know.
Yeah. Well, so now get rid of those guys. Fuck
phone
those
parties
guys.
And whatnot. Because what's funny is throwing the phone party after your strip club, then that saves you on janitorial crew.
True, true.
You're just like, just throw soap in the
mix.
It
probably was just soap. And then they're like, foam party.
Yeah. Like, these guys are rolling. They're going to love the bubbles on their skin. Yeah. They're going to be elated buy $20 bottles of water.
100%. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, because that's, I went to the clubhouse plenty. And also, I do a joke about it. And, that's, you bought the mixers.
Yeah.
you charged the cover.
Yeah. And then you got it's fucking Six Flag prices.
You had your $12 ATM fee. Yeah. And unless you're an idiot, or if you're an idiot, you'd pay that.
Yes.
Go to the strip club with cash. Go to the bank.
100%. Yeah.
Get that stack of ones ready.
Mm-hmm. I don't mean, I'm not a big stripper guy.
Early days, I went just because I was like, it's fun, whatnot.
Sure. Also, it was never fun. It was never that fun. It was just reminding me about
how. Totally like a drug. You go that first time, you spend, I don't know, let's spend $100. Five dances, bring some more, you can throw some ones around, whatnot.
Yeah.
But it never was as fun as that first time.
Sure. Because
you go, for me, it was like, oh, yeah, fun, all right.
Yeah.
And then you go a second time, and you're like, well, maybe if I buy some more dances, because then it becomes like a drug. You need a bigger hit.
Yeah.
You need more dances.
I never got a hit from those dances, though. Those dances was just some girl dancing on me.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't feel any intimacy or I didn't feel probably got a bone or whatever.
You didn't go in the VIP room.
But then it's like.
Which I've never.
But then
I'm not going to
afford
that.
Another $300.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why am I.
That's where they get you.
I should buy prostitutes at that point. I'm spending $400 on an evening. It's just like.
An almost hand job.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. It's just like,
strip clubs are a racket.
Yeah.
It's a racket.
100%. 100%.
Just like war.
Yeah. Yeah. All
right. Well, I'm ready to wrap this up if you are.
I could keep going. Let's fucking ruin this.
No, I say that because
I'm
ready
to
wrap
hours. It. 2.5 hours.
Next time, and then I can combine them into a super episode.
Sure.
I could go that long, but I.
Well, all jokes aside, man, I do love you, buddy, and like you are.
No, that's why it's great you live close, but we always have fun getting along. You love. Busting a ball here and there.
Yes.
Busting
just
a nut.
Ball. Never two. Just one.
Love busting balls and busting nuts.
Yeah. Well, I'm a shit talker. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's been.
But it comes from
helping?
A place of love and
it
levity,
is.
Which
it
is refreshing. Because
I see some people shit talk and I can tell it's like, oh, you're like trying to be mean.
Oh, you mean that?
Yeah.
And
sometimes I mean it too, but I'm still saying playfully where I'm like, hey, like, yeah, I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but I'm, trying to get you a little excited.
Yeah.
Get a little amped up. Let's fuck around.
My
life's a mess.
Comics were more like you remind me of like my yesteryear of us busting each other's balls, having fun.
It's coming back. It's coming back. And don't get me wrong. It was well needed that we were like polite to each other for a little while because it was being a little too like we are friends. I mean, and to be honest, the funny part is once it got super nice like that, you could tell the riffs a lot more
because
it's all passive aggressive. Or then it's like because they weren't talking to each other. Instead, what they do was ignore each other and like create these riffs. Well, shit talking. At least you get the poison out a little bit. They get their poison out, and the poison's out.
Well, you can't bottle it up.
Yeah, no, you can't. You can't. Yeah, and that's why you're a loser, and you're never gonna make it in this shit. And your girlfriend needs. You should have kept selling cigarettes, honestly. You should have kept.
It wasn't my choice.
I know.
If you had a job, you would know what being laid off means. Hey,
I've had a job. I've thought about it before. No. Most of my jobs I got fired from, so because I didn't give a shit.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Taco Bueno. Should I really have committed to them, like put my whole heart in there? Huh? AT&T door-to-door sales. I really should have invested my fucking time. If
it's
I actually
thing.
Got
it, you're the last thing anybody wants to see when they open a door.
I know, and I tried to tell the boss that, and he was like, "No, but look at our head
I'm
sales.
An office guy.
You know what our head sales guy was? He was an Australian, decently tall white guy, where he's got the whiteness, but he's
advantage.
Got the culture of the accent." And I told him that, and he was like, "No, man, it's just because I'm a good salesman."
You
like no, it's
service?
Fucking not.
Yeah.
It's because you're an Australian guy. It's Crocodile Dundee showing up at your front door. You're going to talk to him for at least a minute. You're going to be like, who's this dude? You know what happened when I did that? I got the cops called on me at least two different times in the first like 3-4 weeks.
Jesus.
Yeah. So That's the difference. That's the fucking difference. I don't think my salesmanship would have helped me there at all.
No.
Yeah. I would have had to come up with like an Indian accent being like, I'm sorry, sir, I did not mean to trouble you. I just want your AT&T sales is going bad. Yeah.
I told Arun one time, I was like, hey man, in Dallas Fort Worth, our Indian comics speak English. They don't have this accent, which is funny because it's like I was joking.
Anytime I follow
him, he's the only one.
No, I know. Anytime I follow him, I pretend to have an Indian accent up top. I'm like, I don't know why they put two of us back to back just to fuck with him. Yeah, I don't know if he hates or not. He does a good impression of me. I keep telling him he should go up there and do a white person impression. And then be like, hey, I'm sorry, I talk like this. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah. I'm sorry, this is actually.
Yeah.
But what's so funny is like, you know, and that's a credit to Dallas comedy is, you know, it's very diverse. And not too many
fucking Indians, to be honest.
Right,
man.
And that's what's funny is you have, you know, like a Arun, I can always say, might be the newest. I don't know. There's probably a couple more.
Yeah, bro. No, but me, it was Paul Varghese and Raj Sharma and even Aaron Aryanpour was included in that, even though he's Persian.
Everybody, Ravi Kieran.
Oh, who, yeah. No, but he moved. He moved.
He moved. Yeah, and he was like again, no accent and a lot of one-liners.
Yeah.
And so
smart dude.
Yeah, and he's
Akash,
very...
Akash Singh, suppose he was here. I wasn't part of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he came to Ryan knew when he first started.
And he like out of Houston?
But then after him, it's me and Arun. And then there was, because there's a big gap between Paul and Raj.
Yeah.
And then after that, Sri Raj, Nimesh Patel, fucking...
Never met Nimesh yet, but I see his name.
There's a couple.
Yeah,
there's a lot actually.
Niaz, but he's
Iranian, dude.
I know, but it's
you're
like
Aaron Aryanpourian them there.
Him and Aaron, but it's like geographically, Iran's not that far from India. It's just a country.
Dude, fuck you, dude. What the fuck? We had such a good hour conversation. Now you're gonna be like the Middle East and India are the same thing. You're both not welcome here. Get the fuck out.
This is a geopolitical podcast.
I believe it. It's gonna
be
funny.
A very long route.
It's gonna be funny if you ever get money and you become Republican. I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna make fun of you so much.
Yeah. I gave Aaron shit about one time. I was like, "Hey, Aaron, so you do this is a long time ago. You do the Indians at the Improv show with Paul and Raj.
He did it with me.
I was like,
I was there.
I was like, but you're half Jewish, half Persian.
I didn't even know the Jewish.
He's like, yeah, but I'm Indian until the check clears.
Yes.
I was like, well, that's the best answer ever.
Yeah.
Because so. Aaron, so he wrote this like little comic strip, so he opened up for John Lovitz, and he was like, John, I'm a huge fan, and like he like was giving him his business card, and John knew like he's like it's like yeah, I'm a big fan. He's like oh Aaron, nice to meet you. He's like it's like yeah, my name's Aaron Aryanpour. He's like oh Aryanpour, like John Lovitz Jewish, and he does that like Aryanpour, and he knows that's a like Iranian last name. He goes yeah, but my mother's Jewish. He's like. Aryanpour. He's like, but my mother's Jewish.
Okay. One of us.
And then like, so it's like, they do like this little mini skit, and then apparently this is in the green room of the Improv, and then John's like, okay, let's do it again.
Okay.
Like, he literally like reset to what? He's like, you do that. He's just like, oh, okay. And they went through the whole thing again.
Wait, they said the same lines, or he just didn't react? Okay.
He wanted just to redo what they actually did. Not improve it, just do it again. I was just like, holy shit. That's John
weird.
Lovitz is a...
weirdo.
Weird, but that seems fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
I like that
it's
kind
fun.
Of fun. Aryanpour.
Yeah.
The John Lovitz voice is really... It's hot in our house right now. Just the John
really?
So we listened to his episode on the Dana Carvey and David Spade do a podcast, Fly on the Wall.
Nice.
And they bring in all these old SNL people.
Nice.
SNL related, former Ghosts, cast members.
Really squeezing those relationships dry.
And before Lovitz came on, they were talking about him, just like the things he did. And just like, it's like, I just bought a new car.
Yeah.
Jealous.
Yeah,
and just like that word, just I was like, oh yeah, John Lovitz can be fucking hilarious at times.
We had a word for that back in the day. It was called gay. he's very gay. And he's not gay at all. But he's very...
Am I gay?
Yeah,
doesn't matter. And from LA.
He was funny, dude. He was funny. But he was always like support, you know? He was part of that Adam crew and stuff. Yeah.
We tried, so Sarah got in this Netflix DVD because you can get, you know, more than just streaming.
You still watch DVDs?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you do. Those are vinyls to you now, DVDs?
Yeah.
Bro, you're such a loser.
Laser just so big, you gotta store them.
I know.
But she thought she was getting the movie High School High, which has stars John Lovitz.
Okay.
And Tia Curry from Wayne's World. And it's, you know, it's basically kind of like a parody of sorts of like Dangerous Minds, where he goes in the high school. And,
Yeah. I want to say I've seen some.
But whatever came in the mail was not that.
Okay.
It was called like, I don't know, maybe just high school or something like that. And it was about
very
smoking
clever,
weed.
Very clever stuff.
And it wasn't how high either.
No,
with Red Man and Method Man,
which
I've seen.
Yeah.
I would have loved it to have been either one of those, but it was this newer movie made like 5 years ago. And there's some people in the cast you knew.
Interesting.
But it wasn't
like
all that
good. Who was starring it?
Oh, I don't even remember the name of it. I'll have to look it up. Okay. I'll look it up later.
Okay. Save it for the next Indian guy podcast.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, yeah, Shiva, this is my name is Arun.
Oh, and then we got Cheyenne, another...
he's not Indian.
I know.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Right. But it's adjacent.
You know, Ralph
adjacent.
Barbosa's Indian. Did you know that? He's actually...
Oh, is that...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's actually reversed. He's Carlo
greedy
Menci,
bitch.
Yeah.
I hit him up just because I'm like, I'm not...
Shoot for the stars a little.
Yeah, well, just to interview him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll be like... And then after, you know, when I hit... after.
He's not taking you on the road.
No, I just want to be... I was like, Hey, Ralph, remember when you were a young comic? Yeah. You're still a young comic. Fuck you. But remember when you were coming up and I had you on my shows?
No, he's kind of George.
Pull up the flyer.
He's kind of George Lopezing the whole Dallas scene. He's not helping us out. He's kind of doing what he got taught to do.
Wasn't the whole thing with tides lift all boats? High tides lift all boats.
Nope.
Like, come
just
on, Ralph.
Luis Suarez and Midnight.
Yeah. And then they're all going to live in a house in L.A.
Oh, really?
And then he's going to be like, no, man, I've always been from L.A.
Yeah. I could see him do that.
What's with the mural, man?
I saw that. That was interesting. Right? Yeah. I'm about to go out there and paint a stick figure and be like, look what someone drew, dude. It's me. That's fucking me, dude. Come on. I got those eyes or whatever. Fuck.
All right, man. Well, I got to wrap this up. I gotta leave here.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of my house. Dude. Or not my house. Get the fuck out of my girlfriend's house.
Enough said. All right, man. Well, I appreciate it.
Do you do dates or anything? I don't know what you want.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, at least this.
Turning Point Brewing for me in Bedford, April 8th.
Yeah.
This thing, also, I don't know exactly when I'll upload it.
Please do it before the improv.
So I have four that
I haven't even
posted yet.
I get it. Your audience would like this, though, where it's like the April 22nd. Dark and Dirty Show, 11:30. If you say,
yours.
If you do if you come up to me and say the Breckening, I'll give Brian a fucking guest spot or some shit.
I am on a slightly competing show of yours, Saturday, April 15th. I'll be on Pete Young's Dark Nights.
Dallas
Comedy Club.
Yeah. Wait, when is that?
April 15th.
Oh, okay. So I'm doing his in May. I'm doing his show in May. Yeah.
I love Pete. That is a great writer.
Yeah, he is.
I like him.
Now he just needs to be funny on stage.
I'll be headlining. It's Rudy Ramsey's show in Euless.
Ooh, that guy's a Friday. That's a big show for you.
Hey, it pays.
It does pay. I like Rudy. I do like Rudy. Yeah. No, so that's the big one. I'm in Austin. I'm doing Don't Tell April 7th.
Hell yeah.
Doing two shows. I'm doing Creaky
Don't
Cave.
Tell. That's a cool organization.
It is.
Really,
I used to run it here, but then I got
helped our buddy Ralph.
I know.
Get a sweet viral clip from those guys.
Trust me, that irritated the shit out of me because I was I was running the shows here, and then I got in trouble, and then Ralph got big off that, and I was like, I could have seen that coming.
Yeah,
I could have easily seen that.
And God forbid you're doing the legwork, the groundwork, to run these things, to book them.
Not anymore.
And then, still you did it. It was fun.
Yeah, I did. No, it was easy.
That was fun.
I didn't have to do any of the producing stuff. Yeah. I just had to find the comics that were funny. Yeah, I had Ralph, I think, on one of them, I want to say. And then I'm doing Best of the West, April 8th in Austin, and Francisco Rincon's show. I forget what that is.
Where's that at?
That one is. One of them is Best of the West is at Creek in the Cave.
That sounded right.
And then actually, you have a lot of listeners. I know you have one in Kentucky. I'm in Roswell, New Mexico. I'm doing a show April 17th.
Oh, yeah, those are close together.
Yeah.
Those are as close together as Iran and India.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, yes, exactly. And then I'm doing Brazos the 15th, which I don't know if I might cancel on that because we got to drive all the way from New Mexico for that.
Oh.
And then just check me out on any of my Instagram, TikTok, I don't really do, but I still
have.
Do I have
a? Oh, I lied. I actually have a Virginia and an Illinois download. I'm leading the way outside of Texas. Easy number two, New Jersey. So we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
So a lot, like I said, you're pretty trashy.
If that means if I fly to New Jersey, book a show.
go to Helium.
Three of those people might come out.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's better than some people. That's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the foot traffic, that's like five
people.
The
fan base is slowly growing.
True. And then check me out on my Instagram, TikTok, or whatever. I don't do TikTok yet, but yeah. At the fake Shiva. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Because I'm not the god. I hope you caught that. That's why I'm the fake Shiva.
He is Shiva, destroyer of crowds.
Yeah. And actually, yes.
I love that when I said that for the first time.
Yeah, because that was an original thought that I never thought of before.
That's awesome.
Yes, yes, yes. I destroy crowds.
I'm worldly.
It's actually pronounced Shiva, by the way, for the god. Shiva,
oh, okay.
For me, Shiva, yeah. Just call me Shiva, because I'm not the god.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm the fake Shiva.
Well, you're at least a demigod of the Dallas-Fort Worth comedy scene.
Yeah.
You're fun, man. You're fun
to
hang out with.
Some people call me the Weinstein of Dallas. Oh. Or they used to until that whole
Which
thing
one?
Happened.
oh,
non-rapist. Hopefully not.
One
well, I
brothers?
Was going for that one, but yeah. Oh. For now that you didn't laugh at the joke, I have to backpedal. That's I'm like, funny. No, Eric Weinstein, Joe Rogan. Yeah, I'm a scientist, a street doctor. Some would say. All right.
Nobody says that. All right, man.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yep.
Appreciate that. Check out Shiva, Ari.
God damn it, dude.
Whatever.
You suck at this.
Check
him
out.
Oh, my God.
A-R-Y.
Ari.
Shiva Ari.
Jesus.
Shiva
End
Ari.
It. End it. Do it
okay.
In Indian accent.
I'm
doing it in Indian
Thank
accent
you for
first.
Listening. Breakneck Podcast. Download. Durka. Subscribe. Come to shows. Have a good day.